pflegen, das ist ja eher die echte Pflege. Und man sagt immer, wie es denn dann so ist. Hallo? Are you good? Oh, wenn die hier sind. Doch, also gut. Did you submit your proposal? On the toilet? Typical of me. Did you? Did you?
I will give you an open, I mean, a blanket. That put everything that we want us to put in the program. You not submitting, I don't know. You see, I deliberately did the draft one so that we can then, we need to have the whole program for the year so that we know what we are doing. Okay, but never
submit. You submit now that you will feel busy with consuming the work. I suppose. Good morning, colleagues. You see, when I got in the morning, I thought I only found shoe and hair. And this one, I said, oh, people are boycotting the meeting. I only found Nkosi, then she immediately came in. So I said, what's happening? It's unlike them. But it's one of those things. I've realized that we will also have to deal with this. We're proposing that our Tuesday's meetings will start them at 10, moving forward, to cater for everybody. That's one thing that we're proposing. I think I've been asked by them to do that, to say our Tuesday meetings will start them at 10. And I just want to welcome all of you. Honorable Mukalipi was pastoring. When are we meeting prayer this one? I said, no. I think it's time we need to give members those that buy new suits and attires. I've seen some of them, except the colleague from the EFM, because they wear red stuff. She said that the Mukosulutula, I saw you in a very nice suit at the sauna. I said, oh, then let me give the colleagues ample time to also relax. I think we've pushed so hard the previous year, colleagues. I just said, no, let's start our program for the sauna. Let's give colleagues also finalize their constituency program so that then when we come in, then we need to roll. And then we're doing that also with the view that I asked the committee secretary to ask for inputs from all of you, colleagues. It can't be that the chairperson decides the program for the committee. It must be a collective program, so that you also need to give us input. What do you think needs to be put in the program? So that's why we couldn't even do our budget for the year, because we wanted it to be an inclusive one. So that window period still stands, but Honorable Kalibu was proposing she's going to do it right here. I'll refuse that one. But if it's doable, it's okay until we go into our other meeting. We'll see how far do we go. But then, also, we are going to meet the week of the committee for the next coming 4 months. So now they would advise that he mustn't fly now because he's going to bring life, to bring a fighter in life.
Yeah, nice. Another bit of high time, of course. So, okay, we are going to meet here for the time being. And then, we'll be starting with the Minister of Justice to propose that another group of people will hold the fort in her absence until she comes back. So that's how it is. So we just want to wish her well as she brings this new life to the fore. Then the other issue on the apologies, I think over the apology of Deputy Minister Lapela. The minister also called me trying to check whether she can attend or not. I said we are only dealing with the program. The recent March, and then we are having a cabinet committee meeting as well. and also, yeah, given that now the canoe and the apology of Honorable Khadim is coming now, he was actually attending SCOPA, who is doing this, is the one apology. I want to ask the question. You see, in the absence of the minister, there is no more white deputies here. Deputies are there to support the minister. And then it's very key so that when we discuss this program as well, there's ownership. Because in future, then when you don't pick up, then you want to do it. I think part of the responsibility of the deputies for them to be with it. But even, it's actually the office. Now, the deputy minister is a member of parliament, is a member of this committee as well. That's how we operate here. I think that's the culture that must be calculated. We know he's the deputy minister, but he's a member of parliament. If he's announced parliament, I don't see the logic why he should be, especially because they are there to support the minister. One of them, it can't be that we won't be instead. Because, like, then comes up later when we deal with the program, you say this, like, the foreign has an opportunity to, maybe you'll advise, but this kind of thing. Okay? Fine. Then before us, there's an agenda. The agenda is just to deal with the program, the adoption. But we will first, and we need to bring the issues subject to the members approval. I've raised the issue of our meeting for Tuesday and to look at the issues of the possible study towards. We propose where should we go, but we also have something. And then we were also coming with the proposal that we put also in the program to say we need to do oversight now that it's election year. Despite that, it's our job as the committee for the next 5 years. We need to propose oversight to municipalities. Once a man will leave here on Thursday, up to Saturday, you go home from your respective places so that we're able to cover all the provinces. You know, like if we're saying this man we're going to Northwest, Honorable will advise us with municipality to go and visit on the Thursday. Because you are from that province, we expect all of you as members who go. Everybody, Fania, tell us when you go to your home province, where must we go? And then at least we have rotated and we leave you home at least. Honorable M. Kalusi has been talking about Idepen. So that is the way to say we're going to give it and we know we're going to leave you at your home. Yes, at least you do. Then we rotate it. Depending on where you are, when you go to St. Cape Matatiela, we wonder if we'll come back. That Saturday we'll come the Monday straight back to Parliament. I'm just, yeah, if this thousand is blessed, we'll go to Joburg and also to Canada. Because there are two. So we want this, the approach that we are saying, apart from the normal oversight visit of Parliament, we are going to, I'm having a meeting with the chief, we will now rely on you. Are you still in that position? So we are thinking that every Thursday, we leave here Thursday, it means Friday, that Friday will be in a municipality, then until Saturday when we leave, we go back to our respective provinces. We can't work on a Sunday, but we also want. We are thinking that Saturday will also help us to hold community meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the rationale behind that. But that's the proposal that is subject to approval, colleagues, that we think we need to deal with. There are two things that I've started to say. I'm trying to, let me just, yeah. So I've already got into the details. We'll deal with the issue of disaster management, remember? The approach to local government elections, and the transgender affairs issues, the religious sectors, and the community strategic planning issues. These are the issues that I'm putting on the table
That will for now destroy our program. Yeah. Yeah. So, but for now, I will deal with that issue. The issue of Tuesday's meeting starting at 10. Can we dispose of it? Is there anybody who has a contract in Tuesday's meeting starting at 10? Agree. 10 o'clock. We'll never have meeting at 9:30. It's going to be 9 in the weekend. 10 o'clock. Ne? Yes. Agreed. Our meeting will start at 10 o'clock. Then every Tuesday.
And we miss a lot.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to comment on your, I don't know how to call it, but on your proposal that you just made in terms of the oversight. Because when you asked me earlier on to say that the comment on the program, and I said to you, I'm going to do it here, I wanted to raise that issue to say that if in our program, if we can get something to visit all these municipalities, all of them change. It's just that I don't know how critical it is, but in an essence, we need to visit all of them because we are doing oversight on them, and all of them, they are in a state of death. So when you are having amending this program in such a way that you can able to visit the whole municipality in the country, it will mean a lot. The second one that I would like to raise here and adopt as a committee is to call the Department of Water and Sanitation. We are going to visit all municipalities and raise those issues of electricity and so on and so on. But the issue of water is a crisis in some states. So I propose that we must find a slot here in the program to call specifically the department to come and meet with this committee and talk to them and have a way forward. Thank
you. Those proposals are coming now.
Yes. Kanya?
Thank you very much, Chair. Well, I would agree with my commissioner that we should visit the municipality in totality, because in particular, there are municipalities that are outstanding, but Paris Mills in particular has been at the center of the dilapidation of the infrastructure. And Emakhazeni municipality, the issue of potholes there has been going on forever. And the mayor there has been in denial and community meetings and other platforms, the media platforms, that there's money that he has issued out for those potholes to be fixed. And we don't know where those monies are going. It's a recurring utterance from his side. And I do think that we have to hold him accountable as a committee. The other issue is the issue of James Moroka, Chair. That we shouldn't allow a situation where a failed mayor emerges somewhere as a municipal manager. Currently, that mayor is number two in terms of advertisement of the vacancies there in Emakhazeni municipality. So we're running risk of failed people that are not held accountable, that image somewhere as municipal managers, and there's nothing else. You won't find anything. No one is saying anything about it because they are immune to prosecution. They are immunized by virtue of becoming the public representatives, by virtue of becoming mayor, by virtue of becoming president, and so forth, and championing to that extent. So we must be honest and be brutally honest, as you have always urged us to be in terms of those. But in addition, Chair, on inviting the curriculum with religious sectors and regulation of harmful religious practices, I do think that we are continuing to be one-sided on these issues, because I don't think that we can hear one side of the story when it comes to religion. A position must be held by all religions in South Africa, because the constitution is clear in terms of religious tolerance in this country. So a particular position on regulation of religion must be held by all. Meaning that if we need to invite the traditional leaders here and hear them, traditional healers. Thank you, Chef. The traditional healer, we can actually move forward in terms of acknowledgement of other religions on that position. Thank you very much.
Right now.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, it's in terms of the oversight of municipalities, and I agree with Minkalepe to say that we actually have to visit all of them. The problem with it is that 127 municipalities, if we do one a week, we're going to sit for 2 years and 4 months just to visit all of them. So what I want to propose, and we've done it in North West in the provincial legislature as well, is that all of us on the committee, we get a letter from you, Chair, that states the decision of this committee. So each of us go in our separate provinces and do a quick oversight on all of them and report back to the committee. In terms of the core functions, is there service delivery, is there refuge removal, is there water, and then bring those reports to the committee, and then we do oversight on the critical ones, and the ones we see are going to be critical soon. So that's a proposal I want to put forward to the committee, to say that if we as a member can go to a municipality with the authority of the committee, that includes all the legal rubble around us, and speak to him and say, okay, look, we are going to do an oversight, a quick one, on the core functions and obviously in the financial side as well, is to see if this municipality is functional or not. We are, I think, more than 10 members. We can actually do this within 1 year and reach every municipality. So that's a proposal from my side.
Let me just comment on that.
I think the department also stands up for help you and become very critical here on these issues, because you have got those municipalities that you have identified and described, all those kind of things. So that then you must tell your colleagues to stand up, giving you that responsibility and buffalo. You need to prepare a profile and tell us when you say this municipality has been identified as distressed. What are the issues? Those type of reports will assist us to deal with these issues. So you need to talk to the department to say, when they took a decision to intervene on those ones, what were the issues? So that I'm putting it in line with what you're saying, Honorable Coroner. The other option, colleagues, is the budgetary constraint. Nothing but us from calling those people here. Like we've done with the others. As time and again it goes on, instead of us going, they will still go, because it's problematic if people will come here and they would like to go. You know what I mean. But there are those that were going, like those ones that were already identified to say they've got challenges. We're going to call them here, to come here, so that at least when we are here within our vicinity, there's no budgetary issues, because you know we're going to be doing the issue of budget as well. So at least we're going to approach that. And when we do that, what one is thinking, there's MECs of COPSTAR there in the provinces, to whom it is legislated that they need to do 1, 2, 3. We're going to invite them, all of them, including the chairs of the portfolio committees of those COPSTAR, so that they come here and tell us, say, then they're failing not to do their job, their oversight job, because it creates a burden. If we had something else for ourselves, and if our idea was working properly, we wouldn't be having this. But nevertheless, this is where we are responsible for the legislation, and we are within our own rights. That's the other thing that. And then, like they are saying, Thursday to Friday is just part of the construction work. But I think we need to ask the researchers to look at the modalities. How best can we do also this oversight when you are saying that because we not that yes, you still go at your own. I thought this is part of your concern towards that you do. Nobody stops me from getting in any municipality by a city of things, because when I see photos now where I am, I phone. I ask who's the mayor here, and then whenever you see that, but also that one to say, if we go back to your respective provinces, part of your constituents, that's a silly thing. But I think that's all, look, the inputs, they are welcome, and it's fair enough. That's why I put an item on approach to local government elections. Ideally, when the next local government elections come, we should have reached 2021 if you're ready. We should have visited every municipality, because out of our intervention with the ones that we've already intervened now, we can see the results. Some are starting to realize that they will be called to parliament, and they're trying to address all those issues. So basically what you're saying, Malone Prokoban, is fair enough, and that's the issue that in terms of approach. Because also, I should think if we are to, I'm still going to sit with the few women on the board for me. At times, they must exempt us from staying here in Parliament. So that they must understand the nature of the work that we're doing. So that we can go, and for a week, we look at the committee program. Unless it is three-line weeks and there are other things, they should allow us to be in provinces. Because I believe we have any committee meetings there. We hold some of our committee meetings outside here, within the process of Parliament. And so when we finish that, if there's work for the committee that has to be done, like if it's a bill that they are dealing with, it would be nice to also do it in a community, so that the community will have that advantage. Only those that they have that can be able to come and sit and observe the proceeding when we are dealing with bills here. They can participate. But there are those who don't have, some of them, the reality of our people, they don't even have televisions that they will watch, Channel 4 or 8 or whatever. That's the reality, unfortunately, for where some of us come from. So those are the issues that I think they are very controlled. You want to make a follow-up? Sure, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Just in terms of Saturdays, I know we mustn't be scared of work, but we must be fair to our families as well. So if we work every Saturday, it's going to be a problem because I won't have a wife afterwards. So we must just keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah.
We agree. That's why we were saying once per month. You know what I mean? We didn't say every Saturday. We were mindful of that. But yes, we understand that. There's the issue, I'm going to come to you, Mom. Mom,
yes. If you can come from housing, go to Newcastle,
and you might on off. So.
Come from housing, go to Newcastle. Have in Hocroft. No, from. What is this? From the offering, from entry, offering, yes, start there. From the offering of entry, go to Sanity, I check. Which municipality is that one? There is a many bridges from 2011. They are not finished. Each and every year budget. Or every 10 budget, they are not finished. What is happening with those bridges? So I think we need to find out about the municipality there, because it seems like maybe two or three municipalities that hold. This was from entry of frame to standard. Actually, to focus. I think Chesterton, the municipalities who are there, they are not even making justice to the people who are driving that road, because that road, it seems like it's a national road. And it's not good. Potholes, bridges from 2011 are still not finished. What is it?
Okay. Michael,
oh,
that is somewhere in Winterfell.
Yes,
that I know.
Now,
for years,
in Winterfell, politics. There is, as we are talking now, they don't have even if okay. Okay, 10 seconds. We have
Let me start with Isabel.
No,
if you can check here, I've written about it.
No.
Yes, because I'm from Gauteng, France. Winterfell, they don't have electricity. It has long been there. Then today, you know, the Eskom, they come, after that they don't. And it has not been there. They built RDP houses, which they've occupied by the foreign nationals. And then the list of the people that were on the list, we don't know what happened about it. Then also, you know, in certain schools, many schools in Winterfell, they don't have a proper sanitation, which is a problem. Then the potholes, they don't have food. Recently, during December, there was a continuous rain in Winterfell. And then knowing that they are using the mud house, then most of them, unfortunately, now they don't have houses for those people. What is it that needs to be done? Because we were supposed to help those people, especially during holidays, as we are, if we were prepared to help our people with their problems. Because if somebody the house has fallen down, what is next? They are relying, because they never benefited on this issue of the RDP. And now, we are having the district model that is going to accommodate metros. But I haven't read about it more about the district. But I think why all the municipalities in South Africa have failed. Poor administration, no proper funding, unauthorized regular expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenses. These are the main issues. Then I think we should also call in the education. That they, when they pair the subject, they are saying a student or a learner should do, they pair accounting and mathematics. And mathematics has got nothing to do with accounting. Accounting is a subject on its own. We therefore, that's why at the end of the day, we are maybe having running a short of for the auditors because the students one cannot do accounting and mathematics at the same time because accounting to be a master of it, you need to do a continuous practice, right? So that you can understand the adjustments. But as of now, and then we know even a student who's doing maybe grade 12, if one goes for economics, maybe for business, which they are calling it a subject, and then maybe an accounting. But now we have first subject it is so difficult for learners to go for the two subjects. We need to talk to the minister on the Ministry of Education so that they must just accounting it should be a subject on its own so that we can have more auditors in the future as we don't have now. Now in South Africa, all the municipalities, they are failing
10%. On the issue of education, I think you can lobby with the counterpart on education portfolio committee.
Okay.
And nothing bars you from going to that committee as a member of parliament.
Okay.
And raise issues that are pertinent to that. Let's come back. Now you are coming back to our letter.
Okay, now. Yeah. The district model. I know the district model already is good. But the municipalities in South Africa, only one comment made them to fail.
Yeah.
Can't we invite all the experts that are dealing with governance in the university, of Pretoria and the Vet University, Jefferson, to come and sit with us to discuss the model with them. So that whereby there are some loopholes, then they should make some addition or they should subtract. I think in that case, but as of now, we'll be talking district model, and so on. Because people are failing. And then again, in municipalities, if they are having a poor administration, the entire municipality is like in fun. Ah, DA has paid that money. And when we the ANC, they were saying ANC. Now they can't even do a simple administration of making sure that we don't have controls, we got everything is in order. We therefore ask that if we are having somebody who is leading the human resource, we should have somebody who is specifically lead the administration, so that the municipal administrators, they get continuous training. As of now, it's not happening in fine. I'm from farming. And even my counterpart from DA, he can't say I'm lying. What I'm saying, if I can talk, I can talk more and more of how they felt that. They felt that, no, I can, you know, all the rubbish are all over, you know, that they don't cut the grass. I really don't know. DA, yes. And then, but when they are talking in there, they are talking as if, things are not well. We need to work more on this. We need to work more on this. Because if we are going to say that things are well, things are not well.
Mato, that can be a nice word.
The intervention.
Let's focus on the problem.
Yes.
These are the things on how to do it to a level. We're still going to have our community strategic planning system.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
So we need intervention of universities. They should come and help us.
That's a valid point.
Yes.
I agree. On that one, there are school of governance all over the university. There's a Dula Oma Institute here at Western Cape. Definitely UCT. Yeah, I think that one is the partnership. I tell them to look at that as well. So that also then, like this issue of the district model, as you say, our last decision was on the local. We had project consolidate initially. Then the department went and said, that's too basic. You have heard the fact that they do as they wish, other provinces, they do whatever they wish. All the same thing, then now you're doing this as well. So we need people who analyze the status from place to place. Is there something wrong with the program or is the people that are supposed to be in the program? I'll ask you. You forgot something. Okay, you can tell me something, okay.
My chairperson, sorry, you remember, always I raise the issue of Umziyati, district, in particular, especially Umsinga municipality, local municipality, about the water, about the road that I was finished there also, in Mpumalanga.
And about kids that are swimming through the river to go to school,
it's the same area. It's what I like to say to support the Honorable Khalife to say, when we are doing oversight, let's go to all municipalities, if they are local municipalities, because Chairperson, people of Umsinga local municipalities, they are crying about it, but the worst part, there is a fruitless expenditure, because pipes are there, but are not functioning. There are some people that are not getting water. What happened in that fight? Why the government manual was said like this? And there are bridges also who do not been finished, the road. But the money was put into the company that was
trying to was appointed to finish the road, but it didn't finish, and it's like that. I think we must go.
I gave you a latitude, all of you also propose, which means finances must be
proposed.
You are cutting from those areas.
Yes.
So that when we do this program, we know we
should
be. But we also rely on the.
And go together. And go together with the panel.
There
is a road from.
Yeah, that is. We have got those municipalities that are completely dysfunctional, those that have gone last, the governance, like the serial offenders that we dealt with, like your Palabon. You see, so they will be able to classify that for us, and we need that info by Friday, hello? Next. Isn't that your family assessment, you have got your report, just package them for them, and then the list. We need that info as MP. So that then we are able to finalize, but the program for the next term, because already for this one we're there. So basically that, so we'll give you, so that, maybe let's give you two. Yeah? Yeah, isn't that, yeah. So they will, yeah, let's give you two to package that people for members. If you say municipality as we are intervening, what are the issues? What's the thing? So that, So we are going to call them to come here. And also go there. I think the best thing is to call them and go there to verify what they are telling us anyway. So that people must be charged with contempt, some of them. Okay? In the other picture, then another will teach you.
I would like to add to the municipality, because there's a lot of problems here. Water and other things, toying of the workers, all those things, what is happening there. Because even the water it's not scarce, but the workers are closing the water. That's what is happening.
But you find somebody around in the village not going to. I know it happens. Somebody isn't that the other chief? The other one does go and drink. It's almost there. In the hospital in the village. And then he forgets to go and open it. Definitely. Others now all of a sudden is being done for performance issues. That is forever emergency. So that the municipality must go forward. Even on systems that are not broken in a village. Continue. But I know the problems are good. You see, the problem is so big. You have officials, public servants who don't understand their success. Serve the nation with pride. I don't know what we need to do that. But they just go there as to work. They don't, there's no commitment. It's a by the way thing. And I mean, that's the issue that continues.
No, thank you very much to highlight that. But in Adna Oko, the main problem is about the people who are working there by the engines where the water must be passed. So they even what can I say? They broken all the engines. like the hiding, they got that problem, and then in people were, I think it's in the US, and also in Shakespeare, where we are getting water at Mzimkuana. The engine were broken. They were broken by them. Some of them, they were even chucked out from the work. But now the main problem is that they are busy packing up everything there in the to thank you very much.
Okay. I think your embassy
in the register, as Honorable Mutalisi has said, and Honorable Khanya, the issue of us working together with water and sanitation becomes very critical. Due to the issue of human settlement houses, RDC houses, everything, those are the issues that we need to start to even call those ministers to come in and brief us as a committee. It's within, it's in line with our this concurrent assumptions. Yes,
of course, Chair. Please, Chair, some of the things that we have questions on may perhaps be covered on the special investigation unit report that we're going to be listening to soon on the 3rd of March. I would like to add the Sukari Gwaroka municipality. There's an issue there of an individual who bought land for 431,000. And with that land having the water reservoir, and now selling it back and renting it to the municipality at 800,000, with the result that the municipality there is owing now not less than 700 million. So we need to get to know, how do you buy something, this bottle, at 5 rand, and then you rent it out for 15 rand. Those numbers do not collide. It can't be. It can't be that one you are going to be selling the water. The water is a basic necessity of life. You can take away your electricity. I don't care. But if you take away the water, you know, You are further plunging our people to dehumanization and begging. So those issues there must be recorded, that we need to call with agency that means money. Similar situation when I share on the issue of generators. The generators are, as the honorable member has alluded, those generators are deliberately switched off. Because when I went home to Mushua municipality in December, our people didn't have water for the last 3 years. That's why I sent that picture there.
Yeah.
That the taps have been dry for the last 3 years. And thank the creator, because the divine intervention now. People are getting water, you know, from the heavens. The heavens have opened. But also the dams are not digged, you know, for the animals and other purposes, with the result that there's going to be suffering of livestock in the near future. So those are the issues that I ask the committee to please add on the on the agenda. So thank you very much.
I have been.
Petition here on Makana local municipality. Makana is not that long. The residents of Makana local municipality are suffering the effects of poor governance and mismanagement. Among the issues affecting them are severe water shortages, storage running in the streets, a general lack of maintenance, and massive financial problems. The latter has been caused by poor municipal collection rates and improper expenditure control. in addition to the municipality's burden with the youth debt. The latter was to a certain extent brought under control while the municipality was temporarily under the administration of district municipal manager Mr. Ted Pillay, but soon grew back to its previous level. The citizens of Makana are at the end of the chamber. They feel unheard and uncared, and that council ignores their plight while petty functional politics play out. There are also a number of concerns around the competency and accountability of management and staff, and their seeming inability to get on top of the problems plaguing the municipality. I hereby request that the municipal leadership of Makana Local Municipality, as well as the Provincial Ministry for Cooperative Governance and Personal Affairs in the Eastern Cape, be urgently called to appear before you to inform you of the current situation in Makana and advise what steps they are taking to address the various issues identified about Willingham and T. Constituency leader, Makana, Gambe, and Kinosha. So the day we call J.F. Morocco are also calling Makana. The two of them, ne?
Yeah.
Hopefully in the next 2 weeks, within the next 2 weeks, we can schedule the meeting in the meeting. I don't know if I'm going to call it. Okay. Mm.
Yeah, thanks, Chef. I did concur with the colleagues that we need to oversight all the municipalities in South Africa. But in order to do that, I think we have to follow the categorization of municipalities into district development models. So we have for 4 districts and 8 members. So municipalities are going to be under one roof in a district municipality. So that we can dive into the industry. That justice that is to adopt that function. But Chair must also indicate that the support of the both national and commission is providing to the spark to give their capacity to come. Besides the district development model. Because the provision is very clear in the white paper that that kind of support, besides being a strategy on social economic front, also the department to support institutional development of these municipalities, let aside the regulation and the financial and management capabilities, so that they're in a position to perform their function. But also, Chair, in doing our oversight of these municipalities, it would be important that the municipalities that you said they are dispersed, I think that many can solve. Your department was saying they are dysfunctional.
They are distressed, those that are
But it will be important that those that are dysfunctional and critically distressed, perhaps we selectively fall in the middle of this country. For instance, in the Eastern Cape, your Makana, the underlying problem in Makana is not the failure of governance. The underlying problem in Makana
is that the seat of Makanda is if infrastructure is interested, but that seat is more than 100 years or 200 years. So that infrastructure has never been refurbished and the city is still growing. So the infrastructure is under pressure, it's collapsing. But the intervention that the province has been doing nationally was not to attend to the causative factor, was to bring administration instead of attending to the fact that we need to re-go to budget and people and re-establish that infrastructure and overhaul it all. So now you have a fiscal problem. So one of those municipalities that must be called to come here is Makanda. Because now that situation has allowed the civil society to take up the issue and apply to the High Court for a declaratory order that the issue will be dissolved, completely dissolved. And that has been copied by Enoch Nkijima. A similar municipality of Kinshasa and Queenstown has also applied to the High Court
to be
dissolved.
So
they're saying there has been, since this intervention on demarcation, there has been no solution to the financial problem, but instead that municipality has been financially capable. But because it has been amalgamated with financially, not distressed, financially non-viable municipalities, that has eroded the financial capability of that city. Now, it's financially distressed. That's one of the most that I think in the Eastern Cape, Makala and Kijima. The leadership government, inclusive of share, you are my toy. you are my toy. And Chris Anne over this issue of the 45 million where there is no toilet sitting in the lake.
So
Chris Anne will spark the number toilet.
So
the last two.
In this case, it's Makana,
Inokubijima, Chris Anne district, Amatole, and the Peter Hill fighting in Matatia.
Eh? In Matatia?
Yeah.
Is the city called Harrismith?
Oh, Harrismith was in Natal.
Is it
said?
Is it
said?
Is it
said?
Is it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
it
said?
Is
Eric Smith, I think, what is it called? Jaffut or something like that.
Yes.
The last time with the VBS staff, basically, but I think the one that I think we didn't touch is Mosina. It was not part of the respect that is invested. The other one that I think we need to follow up, Mohala Gonaitena or Jenda Wesley. Same with all those other auxiliary members. What's happening in Capricorn? Okay, maybe we can call Capricorn. So we'll ask in terms of the report, I think we'll work along the report as well. For those that we didn't visit, which other ones are something arranged for those stress. Then we'll do the same thing with Free State because there's no one from Free State, right? Which other province is not represented? None. Western Cape. West Kizenin was dealt with that, but we'll also look at that. So this is to say, you are saying these are the municipalities that are priority, agreed, but also we'll look also that report that we'll get into its time from the department will also assist us to see which one do we prioritize and which prioritize if we are to do that. Okay?
And also to differentiate this Malakeni thing. So there is a Malakeni in Gumala, Malakeni in Kizenin. You must make sure that...
No, the good names are good. It's not a problem.
As a chair, if I may speak...
Neither doesn't allow
it. Okay, chair. With regards to the Western Cape, coincidentally, on Thursday, we were here with the Deputy Minister meeting with the MEC. And if we raise particular municipalities which are worried, I will give the police but now I can remember. He raised George. He raised Cedarbeck. He raised Beaufort West. He raised a Central Karoo. He raised Oldsall Hall. Those are the ones I can remember now, but I'm going to go back to you because in those ones, the province wants to make an intervention because they have issues. But they are trying to bring the ministry on board so that we can support in those particular interventions. So I just wanted to raise that. Okay.
That's
what
can
do. Yes.
Okay. The program and the solution that I just said we didn't address the issue on the... Remember there was a report tabled to government on the convention that they said one of the good times. That's how you find us within that. We will take in the input that the next time to deal with the bridges, the Hindus, the people, those cultural things. And also we need to look
at how to work with the Department of Arts and Culture and the Heritage Council and all those kind of stuff. We agree on that one. Then the issue of the INDAO, the South African Religious Forum, we thought we just need to have a dialogue with the priests in particular, given the these social groups that are happening in the country. Then I think, you know, given the social issues, you know, kids now don't respect the I think we need to also bring along the moral regeneration movement, eh? Because it's there, but I don't know if we need to invite everyone to this forum. Just deal with this sickness that is happening in the society. I'm under pressure, Sue will tell you I was very upset day before yesterday on this issue of the report by the commission to on the religious thing. I think we are starting to have some pressure groups. I don't know where this is coming from. As if this committee is not attending, why somebody even gets of ignorance not to understand that there was an election. The report was submitted to Parliament many years ago. I don't know how many years ago. We scheduled a day in December prior to departure for us to get a briefing. At that time, the media, they were not interested. I didn't see any media out in that briefing session to show that we are committed to dealing with this matter. And so I really don't get to where is this thing coming from, because we are all committed. But people must also understand the workload that we are dealing with. That's why, for the first time, if you see, we're trying to also uplift the work of the commission to put it here so that we say, oh, by the way, when you deal with cultural and religious affairs, you're dealing with everybody as honorable IHC. So those are the issues that I was trying to raise, to say, like, we don't know, we need to express an opinion right away. Because remember, we had to be briefed. You had to go back, read the report so that we all understand what are the issues and the contentious issues there. I had to address a forum early this year wherein there were serious allegations to say there's a decision by Parliament to, or the Commission report says you must regulate religious leaders. And it's not that. When I see, you remember there was a group of pastors, that one also prompted me, that were saying we've taken a stand as Parliament and government that we're going to regulate religion. We are not. We know there are isolated elements of individuals, and with due respect to those that come from other countries that come here and do their things, do their things. You know, we know it's isolated elements. Myself and you, Honorable Kanya, when we grew up, we had our own traditional churches. There were no miracles. You see, we would go there to church and all these other things are coming, but you must understand also, as society evolves, there's a lot of things that come to that. But then the beauty about it and the reality, I'm going to talk to you here. I know I'm raising a very contentious issue. Other issues, these people that they are doing it here, they don't do it in their respective countries, some of them. I mean, instead of somebody who will take a bath and wash all those greases, whether it's coming from the toilet and you make your congregants to drink the water that you've had. No, honestly, let's do less. But then the argument that they raise, they are saying it's a criminal matter. But you need also to go and look in our criminal law system as well. You say, then they say leave it to the law enforcement agencies. The time and time these congregants are so brainwashed. They don't even see these things normal. I always give a classical example. There was a lady, as I go home, I always found her at a corner. Ne? She was hiking. She's a pensioner. You could feel she's sweaty. But she has gone to this church where she was contributing a tithe out of her pension money. She couldn't even have money to go home to even buy herself a roll-on. But she believes in these things, because these are the issues that people are dealing with, that they are so believing to this. So what will a criminal justice system do there? That's my argument. What will a criminal, if ourselves as lawmakers and parliamentarians, if we cannot protect this vulnerable people. So those are the issues that I wanted to raise to say. I think whoever is telling these people that we're not prioritizing, that's why you see now in our program from the 10th You see, we have put a lot of religion. Honorable Kanya was even asking to. It's in the face of trying to address those issues that are there, so that we must find a holistic. We know people are not finding each other when it comes to the recommendation, but we are not going to open another investigation. That's the other issue. The reality is that we're not going to go and again call people like what they call. We don't even have that resources as one of them. We can decide on the status, but the report is adopted by Parliament. Mm-hmm. And with same recommendations, which specific. Yeah, it's adopted by Parliament, this same recommendation that says what needs to be done. Yeah? So we just work among that one. And even in the recommendation, there's nothing like the recommendation. So this continuous engagement, that's why the collegium, the one that we put here on the 17th, is so this approach of that report. It will be our baseline document. So that we are trying to process that report as a committee. So basically that's it. So I should think that then, and isn't it that is there to say, but we've got other pressing measures here. I know you want to come on the religious one. And then we'll have to engage everybody. You know, our religious sector, our cultural and religious sector is so broad. That's why I said the issue of the Department of Arts and Culture and the National Heritage Council coming to the picture. So that we start to jointly work with them, because they are all dealing with all the indigenous communities. Your qualifying community will also come, apart from the traditional leadership, they also come here in terms of the issue of the culture. There's Hindus, the Muslims, there's everybody around us. So we need to accommodate all the various aspects.
Thank you very much. I almost got excited there when you spoke about miracles. And I remembered what Amilcar Cabral says about that we must not hide our weaknesses in society by believing in miracles.
Mm-hmm.
We must pronounce our miracles out loud,
mm-hmm.
because a weakness pronounced is a weakness half addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, willingly, the institutions that have to deal with moral regeneration in society, the willing government and society that is pro-people and centered, must promote that our people must refrain from tendencies of believing in miracles and look inward intrinsically as a society and say that because we are doing that, we will find our weaknesses therein and address them decisively, because Amilcar Cabral says a weakness pronounced is Chesterton, if you can never grow from, I often make an example of where I'm coming from musically. You can never grow as a musician if you don't look inwardly, technically. If you don't look inwardly, soulfully, if you don't look inwardly, educationally, if you don't look inwardly in terms of ability to deliver. Because those people pay their money there to actually come and see you deliver something that you have prepared over a period of time. So it can't be that we are going to be subjected to that, and the church and religious fraternities must then play a very important role in society, that of conscientizing society, that of speaking truth to power, that even if it's not popular to do so, the churches must assist communities in terms of recreational facilities, in terms of the eroded African culture. Those are the churches, those are the roles that I would want to see the churches do
instead of becoming instruments of propaganda of the emerged class in society, as Marx put. Thank you very much.
I think I've got the right person to throw the concept document today. For the next thing with the religious yeah, definitely. Okay. It's a very good input. This is what we want to achieve with us. Thank you so much for that. So I think that's the issue that we wanted to deal with on the program. So can I add colleagues again? Especially for the 17th and the 18th, to go through that report here. We have been briefed, we have been so that we start to as a way forward to implement it. On the issue of the possible study towards, there are proposals, yes? I know it's because of the coronavirus, the program was done. The others are going to bring the full program based on the input of the members. Yeah, this is for the quarter we have done. I hope you want us to first adopt the mover for the adoption. Honorable Kabibi, seconded by Honorable Cho. Done. So on this other item, we are still doing good in time, although it's a bit of a problem. On the other item, I think we have the possible study towards. There's a proposal for Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a proposal for Vietnam, those of you who are interested with the Vietnamese the other time. Say no. And the proposal for China.
If you go to China, Chairperson, please don't come back to the comments.
So can I ask members to propose other two destinations? But the issue is about the learning, ne? For us to go and learn. So I think we're in agreement for Sweden. We can start now to prepare for Sweden.
Yeah.
It's agreed too. But can I give? Do you want to say something? Okay. So Sweden, we are all in agreement.
Yeah.
But I think we need countries where we can see those that have been successful local government systems, how they are working, and those that deal with character. Cultural activities. Russia is one of the countries, but he won't agree with me. Are you agreeing? On Russia. And the United States, they've got an area called Santa Fe that deals mainly with cultural diversity. So for now, there's USA as well. And UFLA, the detail about it is we've got so many states, ne? As we've got 9 provinces, ne? So we can also look at that more. It can assist us a great deal, ne? So Sweden, USA, and then well, can you think about the third country? So you must also advise
Rwanda.
I can propose that we take Canada into consideration as well.
Canada.
The SME system on local government level. That's why it works well for itself.
There's a proposal for Canada, there's a very good model on local economic development and the
SME.
Can you remind me, Honorable Coronavirus,
yeah, Canada.
Why are we having poverty in all this municipality where we have got to? They are doing called LED. I think I wonder if they...
I can answer that, because the ANC is in government.
I want to ask you everything. The system is responsible for LED nationally in Boston. And then also because that's the core for the economy. Then we'll also get professors to come and tell us on this issue of the energy strategies and different things. Because each and every municipality has got energy strategy. But the poverty is that bad. All those township factories have collapsed. All those, there's no unemployment. People are poor, they are unemployed all over. You're asking where Mama to. People don't have jobs, people are hungry, but you have got fully fledged LED departments in municipalities. You have got somebody who might be a chief director of DDG at national level, who's only responsible for that sculpture, even in Provo. What are these functionaries doing to assist our people to take them out of poverty? And in so doing, we'll be addressing the issues that I think Kanya will agree with me on this one. Then I'm sitting it. We have dealt with the two study tour.
Just another input in terms of Sweden, Chairperson. I think we must, as a committee, must consider because there's both ways in Sweden.
I'm proposing to do on the Sweden. We must call the embassy. You remember this meeting that we normally get? We'll call the ambassador of Sweden. We have a meeting with them. They will tell us about the issues, the areas. We're going to write to those ambassadors. You know what I'm going to say? The issues that you are raising on Sweden. So then you know you have an understanding. And I think when you get out of here, all of us, we must go and Google this country so that we have a thorough understanding in line with our area of work, because the purpose of the study to work is enhance our work. Say what you wanted to say?
No.
So we're going to call, talk to the ambassadors, Shirin, you are on it next, so that they also come and give us a presentation as a study as a committee, so that we have an understanding to say what are the areas of cooperation, and that's the issue. Then these are the issues that I'm saying. China will one day stabilize. At the end, maybe when you are still here, we'll go to China to understand Comrade Ryan. So, yeah, but that's the issue. Then, there's an issue of Calgary holding an asset climate change management summit. I consider this is for members to enhance your knowledge and capacity if we are granted permission. To attend, I would love members to attend this program. I will send a, Sharon will send you 3 to 6 months, but we are having a meeting. Thank you. The liberation and the PD, you cannot have thought the alone making, but we'll attend again, eh? Huh? Yes, yeah. Let my patient go. Because yeah, already we've got serious agendas. Huh? We can send our attention then. Parliament address. No, we've got business. We cannot juggle with our own program. So it's out this one. The invitation that I was getting. And then we need to, the issue of the disaster management committee, remember? The issues around disaster management. We are going to do applications now on time and see this time what will the rationale of it being declined, because it's part of our competency area. If they don't want us to invite other committees, then we rather invite officials from the department. Remember the issue was about inviting committees, but we know we are allowed to invite ministers as committees. We are allowed to invite for them to come in so that you don't tremble with our work. Who wants to say something on the disaster issue? So basically, I remember last time it was not approved. they cannot afford to have so many, so we're going to do it in time. I'm asked for a meeting with the auction shelter on this matter.
Okay.
That's why. And that's the point. He wants to see us. I'm sorry.
Before coming to that session, I was to make a concrete suggestion on the possible cause that perhaps it would be very important to start our tour with the Sudan and Scandinavian, because I think that Australia on the government area is solid. And I know that a number of municipalities in South Africa in partnership with a number of municipalities facilitated by SALMA. Secondly, that Canada.
Secondly, Canada will do it because I know also that about 6 municipalities in the country, those are the coast that are in partnership with a number of Canadian municipalities, 6 of them in the Eastern Cape, on local economic development, asset management and climate change. That would assist us also in doing our oversight so that municipalities that partner with other countries, to what extent is that understood being in the core of COGTA both national and in the province? Perhaps then Russia on cultural of the land. That's the proposal that I want to make.
Chair, on the issue of disaster, I think it's very urgent one for the disaster. So we need to be together for the next 4 months as quickly as possible. You have declared some provinces and also funded such provinces to deal with disaster, to mitigate the impact of disaster and climate change. But if we are not oversighting the monitor, we don't know what the same is concerned with that. Because this issue of Omathole raised by Michael there, funds were allocated to provinces. But funny enough, there has been very, very slow progress in intervening in these areas. The question and decision was taken that these municipalities and the province must quickly intervene through the tendering services to provide water and communication. But even that one, as an urgent intervention, seems not to be long enough as quickly as possible.
So, concerning the decision, colleagues,
from the Chinese consul. Yeah. They want me to give them a date. You know me, I'm a general secretary.
Yeah.
I'm not going to attend like this alone or meet people alone. I know the consequences come with coming of meeting people alone, right? That's why even for SA, we're meeting all of them, all of us. I'm not going to meet people. I've told myself I'm going. This is how I'm going to work. So, there's an invite, maybe for the coronavirus, so we can confirm the Chinese next day. There's nothing wrong with that. But then also they must even share with us. I'll ask them, I'm going to also prepare a presentation on how their local government works. That's a learning process, it's okay. We're not going to China, we are here in the country. Okay? Yeah, we'll get a date and then the community meeting. The privilege of us only having an agenda item being the program, waiting for the other meeting. So that one I've disposed of. The issue of climate change and disaster, as you were saying, it was the issue that I was raising. I've looked at the content of the conference. But then, what is it? So, but then, just that the case, this one is clashing with our committee meeting. It won't work. Even if we're saying something like we was on the 6th, because we want you at the deliberation. The bill is very fiscal. That's the reason why we're here. But, and they are also working with Canada, the way that you're saying is another thing. Then that issue. Then the issue about the approach to local government, I think we've dealt with some of the issues. One of them has visiting those municipalities that the approach towards local government elections. But also, I think the work that we're going to be doing, give us that it will assist us to say what kind of local government do we want to move forward. The ruling party manifesto talks about the performance contract of councillors. I've never seen one. How are we assessing our councillors as well? Mm-hmm. If you're assessing, you'll come back to us as well as public representatives, that way we are confident. We want some to start something that, but the issues around that. And I think that's where I also need to get, Mam Kizo talked about professors of universities. Yeah, there's a book that our guy has given us. You remember the book that our guy has given us on the state of local government? Sarga, in partnership with so many institutions, they produce a lot of documents when it comes to the issue of the state of local government. I think it was in the retreat, they gave us even a book, no? How local government and transition have been putting it on the side. It looked like an interesting book to read, but so that's the issue that we need to then develop a program to deal with this issue, to say how are we going to approach local government? Are we still going to do it the way we're doing it and the way you know that people don't get services? Is this what we want, colleagues? You just find people buying water from the cancer. Mm-hmm. It's happening, eh?
Yes.
People drinking water with animals. Mm-hmm. You find somebody getting into a well that is dirty just to get water. The potholes, I don't want to talk about them because everywhere we go, it's potholes. It's, now that it was raining in some areas, that solid pipe becomes very clear. Isn't that when it's dry, it's better and they go and sink? So solid disease leaks all over the towns, and then you find that councillors are so, their interest is on who gets the tender so that they can be given a holiday like we had from Zanini municipality, remember? That service provided, though not providing a quality service, the service provider would go away because the service provider exists, he gives people money to take to them to holidays. That's the major causes of the... I think let's have a frank discussion on the state of local government in this county. We bring in experts, next independent experts that can assist us with this. That's the issue to say, also as the Parliamentary Oversight Committee, how then do we confront this issue? I think that we should do it in the second term, right? The second term. That's the issue that we are trying to raise. So we'll identify speakers, independent people who are not conflicted in terms of this issue, so that they can come. You will come as a department if you want to defend yourself, then critically analyze your work as a department. Even ourselves as a committee, are we actually doing our oversight committee the way we're doing it? We need that. I think it's high time we need that debate, dialogue, you know. Yeah, a one that is open to everybody to discuss. Maybe then people will stop talking from outside. They will start to think, also have got a role to play. They must play their part as well. That's what I'm trying to raise. We had a traditional, coming to the traditional affairs matter. No, that one is an invitation, eh? Our ad members, there's an invitation, you got it.
Yes.
So you must We didn't even program the committee. This is our portfolio. We need to attend and even participate in the debate. It will assist us to understand what are we dealing with. For those, but I'm coming out of, we had an interview before we close. What was interesting in that interview, and Lenny and you were talking about it, they referred to a document wherein they commissioned somebody to, who's from traditional affairs, they commissioned somebody to do a report, and in that presentation, if you go to a presentation document, they referred to a report that was commissioned. Myself and Andy, they have been requesting to get that report, because you can never refer to a report that is not there to add standard. And then the 18DG, Mr. Shoki, whatever, was saying it's not for external consumption, to ask as members of parliament, because we wanted to complete the report in the member of the India and the resolution. So we are stuck. We still need that report. Ne? And we must get it by end of Friday. We can't wait. So we have agreed we will also fill certain that every quarter, colleagues, to come and they must come and report on their work that they're doing. And because and the National House in particular, as it becomes a social gathering where people just come together, you know, whatever their issues. Because other issues, the argument that I raised, they are good on complaining. When I grew up in a traditional leadership village. The traditional leader used to have command because the traditional leader was responsible for the welfare of the community. The things that have changed of late. That's why they asked me, asking them, what makes you to be relevant? They said to say that you were one leader. What are the things that are you doing in community to complement what government is doing? So we'll continue to engage them on that one. Because in the past, I wouldn't mind to go and plow the traditional industry. We used to call it something, all of us would go there. Because there was value we were getting, we were being led by traditional industry. I'm not being sarcastic, but they had a role. But this one of today is just a status issue. They talk, when you meet with them, they talk about their claims, their cars, only thing, but what role are they playing? So then also the implementation of the act that the president has signed now. We need a briefing from the department to tell us how we're going to implement that. The policy, imperatives, the time frame, what are you going to do when? Because the bill is very precise of a lot of things that need to be done. The draft, white papers, or whatever, what do you call it, the policy matter, that has to be done by yourself. So it's about that to say, we'll need clarity. You see, that's why at times here, political principles were supposed to be here in this meeting. You understand now the extent of this meeting yourself. So we'll need that. That will determine our program, because it will not be about calling them to come every quarter. We must be able to also determine the agenda, what they want. We want them to come and address us. I think the agenda one is to hear the Khoisan community now. Remember, they wanted to meet us as a committee, eh? They are members, that, but they want us to pay. Unfortunately, we don't pay for people to come to the economy. It's either you go to them. Under what circumstances do you pay for people to come to parliament? Okay? Yes, you can do the approval. Try to do that so that we listen to them. But we remember now we have a deadline. If they were in the one proposition to the act, unfortunately, we won't listen to them because the act is there. If they are coming to tell us how do we best implement the act, that will be issues. But the issue of the act now must be a standing item as well as the matter. There are issues that the law says. That's why I'll end the members. Were you taken through the bill as a committee? No. Mm-hmm. What the bill, we want a presentation of the act, what it seeks to improve. We'll put it in the presentation actually, and then that will also deal with how are you going to implement as a department. We're going to put it first step, second step, next. Or try to, in between here, when you were dealing with the stakeholder of the system business amendment, we can also put you in there. So that now that the bill has been signed off into law by the president, what is it that we're going to do? There are things that are specific that says they need to be done, and there's other things that need policy directive, right? I'm not speaking language so that I'm going to get an email from Giovanni to explain myself again, whereas it's not here. And I don't even know where he is. Did you get his apology? Because that's the cancer in that department I'm going. Well, any meeting was very precise, we need to do that. The next thing, there will be image coming back. I don't know when you are here, all of you. Then we'll have to explain ourselves again, about time and again. That's what they said. And you are trying to say, parliamentarizing people who are supposed to explain to your colleagues. Are we clear?
Yeah.
I'm raising it because of the frustration that I get by your colleagues. So the end is there, Brian. And they kind of problem, I'm going to so that tomorrow I'm saying so that you must talk to your bosses in the office in the department. What is the way for us? Because normally the mistakes we do, colleagues, we pass laws and leave it into the department. They don't implement. So we want a structured program to say, this is how we're going to, because there's been a lot of issues that we raised. And other issue that I raised was on the religious sector, Honorable Khanya. The religious sector and what cultural, can it be religious sector? We put it what religious sector we are in. So we are there for the cultural, the traditional, we'll identify those structures. So that also we have thematic. And then how do we enhance the work of the CR? CRL Rights Commission. Where is this coming from? The other issue is with regard to the issue of the speaker, the office of Honorable Foreign has sent us also a list of substantive matters that has to deal with issues of the institutions supporting democracy. In our case, the CLR Reserve Commission and what other? And the AG. Okay, the AG one, that one we are fine. And so the issue here, I think you'll get the report. We've got two issues. Substantive report that deals with the Consolidated General Report on the Auditor General on Local Government Audit Outcomes. That has to deal with, the other one was the report of the Gender Commission, the Commission for Gender Equality, Gender Rights Under Culture, right, assisting women empowerment through the House of Traditional Leaders. So these are the two things that the speaker wants us to deal with. But coming back to the issue of the commission, the CRL Rights Commission, I think we've got that responsibility to make sure that what the CRL Rights Act says, including what the Constitution says in terms of the recognition of cultural rights and linguistic whatever, our mind within our common is that the matter that we took will check tropical aspects along that one. Then we'll embrace everybody, what traditional people, the traditional leaders, will call everybody the moral regeneration and movement. That way, and also the House of Traditional Leadership will also assist us when it comes to the issue of the various cultures in the country. Remember, each and every traditional leadership around the kings, they also represent different cultures in the country. So basically that's what we felt. If we were to consolidate all these items, we'll have a very nice hectic program for the year. And that, those are the issues that will also, some of them are going to be fact because there's an issue of the committee strategic planning session. Do we do it now before? Parliament has it all now. Yeah. because remember we've been told not to have a strategic planning session, the other thing we converted it into an information sharing. So we can't determine a date and then we are given a going. We still with that, we just put it as an item at the end to note that it's a committed strategic planning session. But I have room, can you please?
No, it's fine, Chef, because it will give us time to do a proper planning for our strategy. I just want to raise the point to say that when we are finally having our strategic session, we must not have too many programs at once. You remember the last one? So they end up those departments, I mean our people who are supposed to come and do the presentation, we don't have time to engage with them. It's a rush. So now let us prepare a thoroughly and then to have a clear program to say if the DDG that is responsible for this and that and that will have an ample time to present and ask for members to engage with him. Do you remember last time when one DDG has to go because there was a crisis in the family? And that DDG is the one who is overseeing municipalities. So some of us here, I believe all colleagues, they do the same. When I go back to home in Devon or when I go to Gauteng, I go and ask for a meeting with municipalities, with any department, to say here there is a crisis regarding electricity, what is happening, and I'm referred here by the DDG so-and-so, and the chairperson of the committee knows that I'm here, so I demand to know what is happening, because the community is suffering here. So we have to have time to engage with those DDGs as well, to say, these are the issues as members of parliament that we come across when we go and check for our, I mean, for our community on the ground. But if they are going to say, if you are going to say to them, no, you are going to present at 10, but at 11 you have to go, the another presentation must come. So it means we are not even to get what they are doing as the DDGs of COPTA. That is one. That is one point that I wanted to raise, Chair. Thanks that you have raised it. You know, we have to plan about our strategization. The second point, I think we must not also, I think the chair and the administrator, they forgot, is the issue of demarcation board. Yes.
I was going to come with that.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say the committee must get a report because they're in process now. They're conducting those public hearings and definitely sure we must have them to come and brief the committee. Thank you, Chair.
So that now that you've raised it, there's other inputs of value. You see, the other issue, even here in committee meetings, we'll realize on this officials. We'll talk it to the minister when she comes. They come here, the next thing I'll be getting notes. They want to leave. Because remember, at times, it's them that waste our time. When they come here unprepared, they are giving us things that are incomplete. We'll probe. So, people, when they leave jobs, you must tell the DG. They must be ready for any eventuality. I'm not going to accept anybody to come and tell me my flight is moving at 3 and we are still busy here in anything. Because why did you come in the first place and you book a 3 o'clock flight? It just happened. And I'm taking exception. You know, all of us taking exception to that. We must raise it with you. I was going to raise it with the minister. But yourself, you must raise it with the deputy minister. I'm going to, I know you're on here from the minister. You must raise it with the area of concern, this issue. So, people, when they come here, they must know that they are coming here to present and share information with us. And if we take more time, it's because of the inadequacies of the documents that you're bringing to us. Have you done a thorough job? We wouldn't have issues. Yeah, that's the issue that I'm raising on that one. We have noted that. We'll make sure that even the way we structure, they give you, I mean, the 4 to 5 minutes to structure that way, because the beauty of all this issue, one of the things coming through, we're also dealing with a lot of issues. The limited time that you have is time not assisting, but we'll consider that. There are circulars that is going to, they are going to be circulated. It's about the circular one that deals with the delimitation of what 2019-2020 preparation for public consultations. The other one is circular 3. What circular 2? I don't know. The circular 3 that deals with the limitation of what 2019-2020 in preparation for the local government election as well. So she's going to share with us. And then also the same report, forensic investigation report into the award for leasing of the MDP office accommodation and media report relating. Remember when we're dealing with the annual report of the offices? This is the matter that surfaced. So they've prepared the report, but we know this is the matter that the office is also dealing with. It's the office of SSIU, one of the two. So you'll get that report as well, and I agree with you, Honorable Mukalipi, that we need to call them. Apart from the circular, go through the circular so they come, then they must come and brief us on the matter. We'll also have to deal with this. If they want to give us information on the forensic report, we can use that opportunity to also deal with us. Then, there's another petition from the residents of Ward 37, Alberton North, Ekuru Lane, calling on the parliament to investigate the illegal occupation of 10-1 from 124 number 42 Second Avenue, Alberton, submitted in terms of all 30% by Mr. D. Bergman. This issue of our public reps not doing their work, then we'll be. So this is the one that is referred to the portfolio committee, and the portfolio committee will consider it. But the issue is that what I'm saying is referred to us as a committee. So we'll have to look at that petition, and if it needs to be, we'll call the affected municipality who gave the occupation. I think it's referred to us. But it looks like it's a first matter because also the portfolio committee has found it. It has been referred to them. So basically that's it for the day. Where they are for FA to go. We can adjourn and go to, but it's almost so let's rest, let's break. What? Yeah, it's good to do that.
Where's the tea?
Let's break for the next 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You can go to the office and come back.